Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today. More with Glenn Tonger on beef demand priorities in just a moment.
Warning. Continuous listening to the following could positively impact your cattle operation, skyrocket the success of your business, and even alter the health of your entire herd. Because only Cydectin Injectable delivers the power of and. Allow me to clarify. Cydectin Injectable kills parasites and absorbs in just 27 hours and has long-lasting protection and is dung beetle-friendly and is based on years of research and has more than 40 million doses sold and is known for bigger weight gains and short withholding times and is completely and utterly awesome at protecting your cattle and improving the health of your herd. That's the power of and. Common side effects may include, but are not limited to, healthier cattle and healthier pastures and happier ranchers and better profitability. If you are currently not experiencing any of these benefits, stop using other dewormers immediately and start using Cydectin Injectable. Visit your veterinarian or animal health supplier and pick up Cydectin today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle of breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
And a report just released by Dr. Glenn Tonger regarding beef demand prioritization. He says it's important for the cattle industry to understand that all revenue that the cattle and beef industry realizes begins with consumer beef demand. And along those lines, he's come up with five different priorities that the cattle industry needs to be paying attention to, including the idea to improve perceived food safety and product quality profile of U.S. beef offered to today's consumer.
I think they need to remain a high priority, and the reason we add them to the list is the last large beef demand determinant study that myself, Ted, as well as Jim Minner, who's now at Purdue, did for the Beef Board was we looked through a host of factors, but what we identified there was food safety and product quality are the two beef demand determinants that have two key characteristics. One is they impact demand, so that obviously that matters. But second is they're also things industry can influence. And to give an example, we know U.S. GDP matters for beef demand. As incomes tend to grow up, you know, beef demand goes up. But unfortunately, the beef industry probably doesn't impact U.S. GDP. So recognizing that is important, but you probably shouldn't spend a lot of resources trying to align with that per se. Instead, if you can influence food safety or if you can influence food quality, freshness, profile, and so forth, which I think the industry can, and we know they're important, it makes sense to us to prioritize those things that are both drivers of demand and you can influence. And we're more or less reminding folks of that, as well as belaboring that we continue to see examples of their importance.
Dr. Glenn Tonger says helping consumers sort out fact from fiction through very visible information campaigns and being a leader working with producers to bridge the gap between producer and consumer interests are valuable initiatives that the beef industry needs to look at in regards to food safety and product quality profile for U.S. beef. Now, one final point from the beef demand priority paper released by Dr. Tonger. He goes into this whole idea of needing to determine why beef demand has been as good as it's been over the last couple of years.
We have yet to identify why beef demand has been so strong the last 3 or 4 years. But going forward, if we're going to maintain the current demand strength, if not build it further, at some point, it's going to be pretty important to understand why we've had this recent demand strength. Some, you know, possible reasons would be is the segment of the population that was least impacted by the Great Recession has maintained a heavy beef consumption pattern. They've increasingly stepped up white tablecloth purchases. There's probably some segments of the population that have stepped up and facilitated this demand growth, which relates to one of our points here in understanding segments of the population instead of just treating the whole country as a whole. Mm-hmm. There's probably a lot of other things, such as maybe the public isn't as sensitive to chicken and pork prices as they used to be. So I've noted that in other settings. I suspect that is one reason that beef demand has been stronger than we anticipated because maybe that cross-price pressure isn't as strong as it used to be.
Dr. Glenn Tonger, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.